This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. Midnight violence erupted within two blocks of the White House Saturday night into Sunday morning, while U.S. Park Police, the Secret Service, and the National Guard used pepper spray to defend a perimeter around nearby Lafayette Square. Vandals smashed the windows of numerous businesses within blocks of the White House. The unrest followed what had generally been peaceful protests across the country in the days after the death in Minneapolis of 46-year-old George Floyd, an African-American man whose neck was held down by the knee of a white police officer for more than 8 minutes before he died in police custody. The scene in downtown Washington Saturday night into Sunday morning mirrored events in dozens of other American cities. Curfews have been imposed in at least 25 cities in 16 U.S. states. U.S. President Donald Trump is praising the National Guard for doing what he called a great job in responding to protests that turned violent overnight. In tweets on Sunday, Trump blamed Antifa-led anarchists for instigating the violence. Trump said the United States will be designating Antifa as a terrorist organization. The Anti-Defamation League describes Antifa as a loose collection of groups, networks, and individuals who believe in active, aggressive opposition to far right-wing movements. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Sunday that it was an absolute outrage, in his words, that three policemen in Minneapolis stood by and watched without intervening last week as a policeman pinned George Floyd to the street with his knee to his neck as Floyd pleaded that he couldn't breathe. What were they thinking? O'Brien asked on ABC News this week. He said he was not prejudging the case against the three former policemen, but said, "I can't imagine they won't be charged. That never should have happened in America," he said. This is VOA News.